This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Hundreds of news articles I haven't even gotten to yet. So I'm not going back to this for lack of material. You know why this show's so popular? We cover a lot of great information, but when we fall on our face, we fall on our face as well. Because it's teleprompter free. And I don't even know who Adam Carolla is, but I have that name in my head. And I know from childhood watching him right through high school and college who Adam Curry is. And I've even listened to some of his radio shows off and on. He's got like his own network. And on show, I was calling him Adam Carolla. Who is Adam Carolla? What does he do? It's Adam Curry. But that's the great part. There's no central programmers above me. And that's the joke that Tucker Carlson was just making earlier. That is there some, you know, centralized Putin calling him to give him orders? Because he had a congressman on, a Democratic congressman on, saying to his face, you're a Russian agent. And then they have no evidence that Russia is controlling the alt-right, as Hillary defines us. And even the Washington Post had to retract that yesterday because it's outrageous libel. It's outrageous slander. It's outrageous defamation. So James and Stephen and Brian and David and Hector. Hector's been holding the longest, so I'll go to James and others, Stephen and Hawaii. We're going to go to you pretty early on to bring in wild card points and stuff with our guest, Adam Curry, and, of course, Max Kaiser. Now I'll just call him Max Flamingo. Well, why not just get the name completely wrong? After we were obsessing on the fact that the Pub's going to star in the new Pink Flamingos movie, we discussed that satire, folks, because the Pope made horribly disgusting statements yesterday that I won't even repeat on air and dignify about the type of stuff that goes through his mind. I won't sit here and talk about how he talked about how people enjoy eating feces and having sexual pleasure from it. Guess I just did. That's a little Greek form of arguing there that we just engaged in. We're going to go to your phone calls after the break. Since I mentioned it, here is Mr. Fake News Brian Williams. And it's so surreal to have Hillary, we played the clip last hour, saying, we need Congress to pass the law to shut down the fake news. We'll decide what it is. It's very dangerous. This is the biggest liar of our lifetimes, who said she was in combat and attacked. Well, like Brian Williams running around lying to us, but here's Williams with this other weasel, and then they go out to real fake news sites, and then come and interview them, and then the fake news sites come on and go, yes, I'm fake, and so's Alex Jones. They even have the fake news sites out going, we work with Alex Jones, we like him, he's fake like us. This is the games they play, trying to deceive people, because they are the fake news industry, and here is the king. If there was a prom, or a dance, a ball, up on Bald Mountain, you know, up there on the edge of hell, and you had the demons, and the devil was the king, and then his bride was the queen. You would have Brian Williams the king and Hillary the queen. They should get married and together make little deceitful creatures together. So here, ladies and gentlemen, is the king of fake news, dun, 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 Brian Williams.
And lately there's been a lot of coverage in the real news about the growing and booming business of creating fake news. Our own Jacob Soboroff just spoke exclusively to the creator of one of the most widely shared fake news stories in the lead up to election days with us from our L.A. bureau tonight. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, Brian, pretty extraordinary. You know, after this weekend shooting
at the
CC Pizzeria, it has become...
All right, let's stop right there. Let's stop that weasel. We already played last hour. You've got these little weasels. One looks like a weasel. The other one looks like a serial killer, Brian Williams, and he's this stolen valor guy. I expect to see him in a Walmart parking lot wearing a Congressional Medal of Honor and getting donations or something. You know, he has like a one leg blown off, but it's fake. The leg's tucked behind a trench coat behind his back. You're like, hey, your foot's tied on your back. Shut up, conspiracy theorist. I'm a war hero. Are you John Wayne? I mean, these people never end. I love it. They admit the new spokesman against fake news is Brian Williams. Is this all an alternate reality, a dark satire written by Kurt Vonnegut from heaven?
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Back with you on MTV. Well, here's the story. They've been called rowdy, raunchy, gut-level rockers, and the next band that everybody tries to copy. Now, their own record label said that they'll make it if they live long enough. Well, they have, and Guns N' Roses is one of the most talked-about bands this year, and MTV caught them live at the Ritz in New York City. So get ready for a high-powered, loud, high-energy, loud, rock and roll, loud show as they perform My Michelle, a cover of the Dylan classic, Knocking on Heaven's Door, and of course, Welcome to the Jungle. Guns N' Roses, live at the Ritz, is up next.
Hey, I want to hear a little bit more of the Guns N' Roses now. You know, I love Guns N' Roses. I wish they'd stop, you know, just getting on the whole political correct bandwagon. Adam Curry's here with Max Keiser. Max rarely comes to Austin. We're flattered to have him. I guess he was hanging out with you. Mm-hmm. And I've actually thought about trying to get you on. You have your own syndicated radio show and own podcast. It's really popular because I've tuned into it quite a few times, and I've got
You're a big part of it.
I think I've had a few clips of myself on
the show. Because you have the best clips ever.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yes, they're growing babies and cows. Alex, come on. I love it.
They are growing babies
and
cows.
I know, but you actually say it. That's what's so great about it.
And they call that fake news, but then I can pull up the Chinese show, you know, national TV where they're growing humanoids inside cows and have cows that have, you know, that produce human milk.
But this is now coming out in mainstream news.
Sure.
You've been saying this for years, so... yeah,
it was in like scientific stuff, Scientific American 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy. I cover stuff that's like totally admitted, and then it's like a 1950 going, he claims there's something called automobiles. And it's like, yeah, they've been around 50 years, man. And, you know, it's not like I'm saying automobiles are coming in like 1800.
Mm-hmm.
Enough about me. We have Max Kaiser. Max, can we talk about how amazing you are, the fact you're even on the air today?
Well, yeah, my Airbnb caught fire yesterday. And you guys let me sleep here last night. Stacey and I camped out. That was really nice. So I'm on the show again today because I have nowhere else to go. I'm kind of stuck.
So you're not? Okay.
I mean, it was great. It was fantastic. But, you know, we had no place to stay and there we were.
No, you're a tough guy. And
it's great. Thank you.
Right, well,
thank you so much. That was fantastic. And to be here with Adam Curry is fantastic.
It is. All right. Max Kaiser, everybody knows who Adam Curry is. And he moonlights as Adam Carolla. I was teleprompter free. Seriously. Are there any teleprompters here? Because they now accuse me of claiming that there's teleprompters in here.
I don't see any teleprompters. No.
There are. I mean, call list over there.
Yeah, that's the call list.
Steve in Hawaii.
Yeah.
We're going to go to him.
Hey, Steve.
If you guys are game, I'd like so we can take calls to go maybe 20 minutes in the next hour.
Fantastic.
All right, and then I'm going to hand the baton to Leanne McAdoo to take over for the rest of that and also play a clip from our great reporter who's out there exposing a lot of stuff that's happening on the road of the Trump events. Now, instead of me talking and first asking my questions, what is front and center on your radar screen?
Fake news. Fake news is number one, which, as you know, the No Agenda Show is the podcast that I do. We've been tracking this for a long time, and we feel that this is now the opportune moment, especially in connection with Pizzagate, which is being used as, you know, it's dangerous. So licensing is on its way. Licensing of journalists, licensing of all kinds of things. That's what we really believe is going to happen.
And then you're the accepted group because you toe the line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how China does it. They license journalists, and even when they get out of line, they arrest you for fake news.
Max and I were talking the other day. Neither of us are verified on Twitter. And I think that's where it's really going to start.
He has 25 million viewers a week, conservatively, one of the biggest networks in the world, not verified. Yeah. He invented virtual trading on the stock market.
Yeah.
Buddies with George Soros.
Bitcoin Meister.
Doesn't get any credit.
Come on, tell the real Satoshi.
The real guy is here.
That's right, unverified. But it gives me plausible deniability, because this way I can say it's not really me tweeting.
Tilt the mic towards your face.
But I think that is the first step, is this verification thing. You know, because you look at this journalist who have 500 followers and they work some station somewhere and they get verified. I think I'm the real Adam Curry. I'm pretty sure I am. But now I don't want it because that will be... in the market.
Well, back in the day, I was dumb and never really got on Twitter early, but then I had to really have people call them and get mad, even have a lawyer write a letter, and they go, okay, fine, give us a copy of your passport, your driver's license, and some type of bill, and we'll see, and then they finally did it.
Yeah.
So, but now I'm told people that are even more famous than I am or you am, they just won't even respond to you when you want to get verified.
Mm-hmm, yeah, but I don't want it now. No, I'm not interested.
Huh. Well, continue. That's a big, big truth bomb. I hadn't thought of that. Right. They are going to push licensing.
Well, of course they are. I mean, this is how in Europe, the European Parliament just passed a resolution, and this is all about fake news. And the whole idea is to fund journalists with education, fund NGOs to really work.
And to create lists to block off our sites. It's already happening to us.
Of course it is.
By the way, let's say it. That's what Matt Drudge came here a year ago and said. That's what he always hypes on. He said, stop being on Facebook and Twitter. They're going to end up censoring you. Build your own platform. Everybody go to websites again, have lots of independent things, like lots of little independent shops and restaurants. It's the same thing, not big box stores. You know, go to noagendashow.com, go to curry.com.
I built a platform called StartJoin. It's a crowdfunding platform with its own cryptocurrency called StartCoin. So to your point, Alex, building a platform with its own currency to fight the New World Order, that's what I'm doing. That's how I'm contributing to this revolution.
Good.
I mean, what more can I say about it?
Now, there it is. Drudge says they're internet ghettos, and that was over a year ago in this studio. It really is internet ghettos now. That's what they did with the Jews first. They first said, okay, you can't advertise, you can't have your businesses in this area. Then, now you got to be in this ghetto. Now, oh, it's just poor, dirty people. Let's take them and send them to a work camp.
But it's undeniable.
And they kill you.
It's undeniable now when we see the president-elect Trump. We see what happened with Brexit. We see what's happening with Italy. I think these types of platforms, alternative to the mainstream, is more important than ever right now. And people are definitely finding it. And Facebook is kind of becoming a graveyard in a way. I mean, I have to have an account just to see what's going on, but I really, it's none of it's.
Well, I famously said I use it like a toilet. I don't expect it to always be there. And it's just kind of like a hole in the ground out back, at the farmhouse. But we put our info out there, but we don't expect it to be there tomorrow.
It may very well not be. I mean, online communities always end up broken. They always. I mean, we've seen it. GeoCities, AOL. Eventually, it'll go away.
They've captured a critical mass, and there's something like 2 billion monthly users. And it's going to they're rolling out aircraft to hover over places without internet connectivity to create more users. So clearly, this is an incredible force to be reckoned with. And as we're leading up to the election, the Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO. And his connections in Washington were helping to filter news.
Oh, he was already censoring massively. And then after Hillary lost, the media said, the dinosaur media, it's your fault. You didn't censor more. And so now he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, this is the epic battle that's taking place is mainstream media who, just like the record business, for years denied. And now if you sell 2,000 records, you're top 10 on Billboard. That's how bad it is.
Wow.
It's that bad.
Wow, I can put out an album and sell 100,000.
You get platinum status. Alex Jones' Christmas record. I would definitely buy that. Jingle Bells, The Lonely Soldier, Mama Stole My Christmas Tree, all the classics.
I want to do it.
Do it.
Why Grandma not? Got run over by a reindeer.
That's it. That's the
fun. I'm interrupting. This guy's saying smart stuff.
Of course he is.
I forgot what I was talking about.
Adam Curry.
No, you were saying the music industry didn't listen. They were arrogant. Right. They didn't get it.
So now news. And news, they fought. Google was complicit by killing Google Reader, which RSS, which is still a great distribution mechanism, gives you, in fact, a feed very much like a Twitter or a Facebook feed. When Google Reader was purposely destroyed, the whole idea of RSS kind of fell apart, but it's slowly coming back now, and you see the epic battle between the mainstream against Silicon Valley. All day now I hear on mainstream is, well, these guys are dangerous now. And so this is going to be an interesting butting of heads. We'll see what happens there.
I'll tell you what's exciting. I actually have a fellow showing up about 2:15 today when we go off air and the ladies take over, who is the owner of one of the larger second tier, about to become first tier, cord cutting companies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he gets what's happening. It's all about content, like Redstone said back in the 30s when he went from just it being about the theaters to the actual content.
Mm-hmm.
Before that was just the theater. Movies were like some secondary deal. You just went to the big fancy theater mm-hmm. and had drinks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see there's all sorts of other things that are going to bite the mainstream dinosaur media in the butt. We're the least of their problems. It's going to be all these other distribution platforms.
Yes, and not only that, but different business models. You have a phenomenally interesting and, I think, obviously successful business model with your entire InfoWars life and all the I mean, hey, that's how I got turned on to you. I got Berkey water filter. I got my one-acre crisis seed garden.
Thank you.
I got my meals ready to eat.
super female vitality.
No, that's one I take.
By the way, it actually works better for men for whatever reason, but men don't want to buy that formula.
Potty Squatty. Is an innovative product that changes people's lives.
Everyone needs a max.
Hey, let's be serious.
Garden in a can.
We sell really cool products.
Garden in a can with a marijuana version.
We sell really good products and fund ourselves.
Yeah.
That's an original idea, and more people are going to adopt that, where you sell direct products to your audience and don't have to have some corporate sponsor.
And we
get a drone delivery service. Get the drones on the roof so people can.
Anyway, you were continuing. So where do you see this? Adam Curry, where do you see this going?
Well, so obviously we have our own distribution. It may get a little complicated. They may start to shut things down. But I think look at how WikiLeaks, everyone got around it. That's kind of unstoppable. The internet in that regard, I think, is still pretty.
Sure, that's where they're starting. It's just stealth banning. Oh, sorry, you can't share InfoWar links as of yesterday.
On Facebook. On Reddit.
Facebook, it's mm-hmm. selective, only some of our links. It's mm-hmm. on Reddit. It's just, you can't.
Right. So, but
you can have 1 million votes. It won't go up.
That's right. But that's why advertising online, I don't see a future in that. And the mainstream has, even NPR or other, like PBS, public media have no idea how to actually work with the public to create programming. And that includes, like our show, we're all listener funded. So we have financial support. We have people. We call our audience producers. You know, get us clips. Get us artwork.
Well, exactly. And the audience, which is a big part of InfoWars.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. It's like a symbiotic thing.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of that, we're going to come back and take phone calls and then continue on with Adam Curry and Max Keiser, both the studio. MaxKeiser.com is his website. Now more than ever, folks, you got to visit our actual websites.
Want to make extra cash working from home? Here's a completely legal and ethical opportunity to create a steady income stream from your computer without selling, without convincing, and without any experience or special skills. Regular people like you are paying off their debts, quitting their jobs, and becoming financially free. This is your chance to join them. To see concrete proof and learn more, go to paidinyoursleep.com and watch the free video, No Strings Attached. That's paidinyoursleep.com. Don't pass this up. Go to paidinyoursleep.com.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com. CATIarmour.com. Come and take it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Adam Curry. Murray of NoAgendaShow.com is our guest, or the most famous star of MTV fame. Boy, MTV used to be so huge. Now it's just a Sumner Redstone brainwasher children medium. Max Kaiser's here. I want to start taking calls now instead of later because we've got time into the next hour with these guys. But I want to, what are some of the other areas you guys want to get into after we take calls?
Go, Max.
Well, first of all, you mentioned Axl Rose before. I just want to mention, you know, the group, what group was that?
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses. Stacey Herbert does an excellent Axl Rose impression. I just want to put that out there.
You're always being ironic on my show and not yours. Can we have the serious, Max?
Obviously the topic du jour is this idea of fake news, as Adam mentioned it.
It's total censorship and how they're dressing up their most draconian book-burning attack on free speech the world's ever seen. It just the bravado of it.
Yeah, I mean, so
but daring.
Under McCarthyism, there was something called the communists, and you had the committee to save America from the communists.
Now it's the evil patriots that want to make America great again. We got to shut them up because they're Russian agents. Who the hell believes that?
But fake news is oxymoronic, in that news is by definition extemporaneous and open to revision. They say it's the first draft of history. So a lot of what's reported as news later, it's like, well, you know, in the heat of the battle, we looked at it after 6 months and we revised what was then considered news, and this is more the historical document. So to say that's fake news is, again, it's an oxymoron. All news to some degree would have some degree of subjectivity to it, would have some degree of...
But these are the people saying kill Donald Trump.
News is not pure. It's not a pure...
It's all propaganda.
Whole cloth and pure. News has, in many times, has errors in it. You try to do the best that you can. But to say it's fake news is saying we don't want any news. We don't want any.
That's right. They're introducing the idea that
we want propaganda. We want only propaganda. It comes from one source. And if you don't report what we say, it's like Britain, where we do most of our shows, has become a totalitarian propaganda state, where the state is now dictating everything that comes out in any major news source. We're constantly harassed, as I was saying yesterday, by Ofcom, the regulator, who gets actually into our face and says, gives us scripts. The UK regulator gives us scripts to read on our show, and then they accuse us of propaganda. The regulator gives us scripts that are detailing our position on energy companies in the UK. That's state-sponsored propaganda. That's right up there in Pol Pot.
And all like of this grew out of D-notices. All of this grew out of national security. Oh, you can't talk about where nuclear weapons are stored. Next, it's you can't say you're for Brexit, or you can't say you're against it. You just can have no view.
You can't.
We couldn't mention Brexit for 6 months.
You can't say anything negative about the migrant situation.
We can't say
it's illegal.
We couldn't mention Brexit for 6 months. They threatened to take RT off the air in the UK. And that's what the regulator said. Okay, and that's the kind of restrictions we deal with. There's no free speech in the UK. The UK is pretty high up on the global free speech.
And by the way, they want a law passed here the same as England that, quote, if something's foreign media while they invite it in, then you're an American on that international platform, everything's global, then you can't ever make comments about anything domestic. Well, how are you supposed to do the news then?
I'm sure you covered the repeal of the Smith-Mundt Act.
Yes.
On your show. And people need to hear that, I think, that in the, I think it was the mid-70s, there was a bill, an act, a law that said the U.S. government may not propagandize its citizens.
And they repealed it 3 years ago.
In the National Defense Authorization Act. And the reasoning behind it was, well, we do so much propaganda on the Internet that it's going to eventually flow into the U.S. So just so we don't get in trouble, you might as well just take it off the table. And this is only a couple of years
ago. Yeah, they said, we're going to put out fake news. They said even deceptive stories.
No, they said, we do put out the Voice of America. I mean, they do put out fake news.
So they're saying we're fake when they admit they're fake and passed a law that they can lie to us.
Correct.
Voice of America is an American propaganda arm for American propaganda. It was out. You couldn't broadcast Voice of America in America due to anti-propaganda laws. Then they changed the law, and now you can broadcast Voice of America inside America because they're pro-propaganda. There is no anti-propaganda laws anymore in America. As I mentioned to you a while ago, when I was doing my show in Paris, I was approached from somebody from Voice America to do an on-air hissy fit resignation on RT. And I
Wait, was this the same time when that other girl?
That girl did.
It came out two years later.
Yeah, it's all set up. Yeah. And I told them, no. It's,
of course, we know it's not really Voice of America. It's right. Central Intelligence Agency.
Right. They were flashing some big money around. I'm like, you don't get it. I was a stockbroker in the 80s. You can't bribe me. You're not with that sack of money. You've got to come with a truck full of money or go home.
But he is bribable.
You know, if the truck is big enough, maybe I'll
318 wheelers.
But it's, the budget of Voice of America wouldn't take me to the place I would need to go to undermine my own show. You freaking losers, get out of my face.
We're such cheapskates. I can't believe
it. I know. They've only offered me $10 million to sell that. I'm like, listen.
But apparently, some rookie journalist babe somewhere, she went for the dough. And
it was a big
story. Where is she now? They're completely gone from the face of the earth. Sold her a whole career down the...
She was the girl that kept saying Putin.
Yeah.
I said Putin.
That's right. We're going to go right to your phone calls on the other side. This is epic stuff. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Who came along for the ride? Hey, you can't come and die.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AgendaShow.com is our guest, Adam Curry. You really should play some old clips from MTV.
There's a blooper reel.
A blooper reel.
That I put up on YouTube. I've had this for 30 years, and I finally said, I'm putting it up.
Is it the Adam Curry blooper reel?
It's me, it's Downtown Julie Brown, it's
I mean, how do we Google it? We just...
Adam Curry MTV blooper reel.
Adam Curry MTV blooper reel, let's cue it up, let's take some phone calls.
Nina Blackwood?
No, she's not on it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Hey, but let's get serious here for a minute.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
they really are coming for us. They admit they are. I think it's a major miscalculation. I'm not trying to be overconfident. They were already planning to censor after the election. Hillary said the alt-right will be discredited when they lose. We have to shut them down. Well, she wasn't even looking at the real polls. Now we're going to have the president in there, who's not perfect, I'm sure, but isn't going to be for censorship of the media that got him into power or any other media, I hope. How do you see this playing out?
Well, there's something else that is happening, and we actually covered this yesterday on the show, my partner and I, John C. Dvorak, and that is the tort laws. So now you're going to see a lot of reporting about if someone creates fake news or propagates fake news, what legal recourse do you have against those people? So I think you're going to see a number of key lawsuits where someone post something online and they're going
to
get sued.
Oh, I agree. I think they're drumming it up and trying to maybe frame me as the test subject. I've been picking up on that. Because they just keep saying things I didn't say.
Well, you are definitely the poster child of fake news today. I mean, they're putting you in everywhere, which I think is fantastic. I mean, what an exposure. I mean, people.
Let's be honest, though. Do you think they pick me because they think I'm weak or because I'm hurting them? I mean, we are growing. We are hurting them. They all miscalculated and thought connecting me to Trump would discredit him, but their own numbers show it actually helped.
I think in general the people who produce the shows that will do that, like, you know, it's the news networks, you know, CNN and MSNBC. I think it's just because you're dynamic and interesting to look at, and if you live in a separate dimension, which a lot of people do today, and they have their own reality, I think they believe things are true, and I can't stop that.
Oh yeah, they thought Hillary was really going to win.
Oh, big time. Big time. And they look at you and you're vocal and you're, you know, and of course it's always the moment where you're kind of energized that they put in there, and that everyone is, oh my God, look at these people. That's just a visual thing. I don't think they're really thinking about.
And I agree with you. I think it's a disconnect too, because it's not that we think Trump's perfect. It's that Hillary's a real warmonger. The just like we rejected Jeb Bush, everybody, and then she stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders. I think Sanders might have beaten Trump.
Very possibly. Joe Biden might have beaten Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, mm-hmm. Very possible. Very possible.
Yeah, because he's got that whole blue-collar appeal.
Everyone loves Joe.
Yeah? Yeah, John, huge appeal.
I knew Hillary was going to lose about a month before the election when Joe was giving speeches, Biden, and having to go, look, I know a lot of you don't like her. And I don't blame you. Okay? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, everybody's like, yeah. The crowd's like, yeah, we don't like her. Yeah. I was like, whoa, man.
I think one Hillary stumble away from parachuting Biden into the race. All she had to do was just stumble one more time, and she would have been carried out.
I think he was on deck. I think so. I think he was on deck.
She kind of stumbled away into the finish line and then got...
But again, Max, the arrogance of running someone who was in the hospital for over a year in 2012, 2013. We have the sources. They didn't want to say definitively because it gets into records issues and things, but she had a brain tumor removed. I have this from high-level people. Yeah. Mm. And the sucker reportedly is growing back.
Mm.
Word is she ain't long for the world.
Laparoscopic surgery. Mm. Removed the brain tumor from passing the instruments through the anus, up through the alimentary canal, into the back of the head. Then they captured the tumor and pulled it out back through the anus, and it's not well reported. But, you know, getting back to the legal aspect of things, you know where they are.
That was fake news.
That was pretty.
That was really satire. Stop it.
That was satire.
Hey, I said a month before, the Secret Service told us she's falling down, she has a black ambulance, and then everybody saw it happen. I really got that from the Secret Service. Who, by the way, was shaking. When I saw him in Cleveland, I said, we're going to get the next few weeks, and these are Secret Service. And then we got the info. These guys are shaking because they're so conditioned not to tell the stuff.
How does Colbert criticize fake news when he made his bones as a satirist, which is like
kind he of plays fake a news. Fake right winger.
Right.
He is a fake news person.
But now he's coming out against so-called fake news.
Brian Williams. Why are they using Brian Williams, the poster, the king of fake news, as the new crusader against it?
Well, I know Brian Williams. I've known him for a while. And he, when I was in New York, living in New York, New Jersey, he would do human interest pieces for the local NBC station on, like, breast augmentation. This guy is just a total robot. He'll do whatever you tell him to do. He's not a journalist as far as I'm concerned.
He's a hack.
Yeah, he's just a dude.
He looks the part.
Yeah, he looks the
broadcast
part.
Broadcast news.
Yes.
You know, it's a great movie about this.
He looks like a serial killer.
But he looks like a guy who does the news on TV. He fills the role.
couldn't he star in the new American Psycho?
Easily.
That Hemmer guy on Fox. I mean, I'm not saying Hemmer's bad, but he looks scarier than Christian Bale.
Yeah, I agree with you. That guy looks very scary. I wouldn't want to meet him in a dark alley.
But back to Clinton. I think what is happening, I don't know if you have you ever had Charles Ortel on?
No, but I've heard of him a lot.
Yeah, so he's a guy who, he's a financial analyst, and he really took apart the Clinton Foundation. And there is,
yeah, let's get Charles Ortel on.
You definitely need to get this guy on. There is so much fraud and abuse that he has identified, and of course he's not getting on the air anywhere now. And if, I think that just the tentacles of that organization were so spread out throughout the political system and other large circles that everyone's deathly afraid. They were afraid to do anything against the Clintons. I really think...
Sure. I mean, at the top, they're all scared mercenaries, but what about the minions that... Did you see the video of her giving the speech yesterday saying we've got to have the government censor people, yeah, and then her own minions were, like, squealing, mm-hmm, like their mommy had just been killed?
Yeah, well, these people have been terrorized, are very, very frightened, and have grabbed onto mommy, as you say. I think that's...
It's like Nora Desmond from Sunset Boulevard, where, you know, that film, the famous film that Billy Wilder directed, in the end, where she's, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille, and it's a demented ex-movie star going down the stairs and having a nervous breakdown. That's where Hillary is in her political life.
Great analogy.
Thank you. And
what's the one where there's the two sisters and one's crazy?
Mommy Dearest.
Yeah,
No.
Who's afraid of baby something?
No, whatever happened to Baby Jane?
Exactly.
That's it. Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
Whatever happened to Baby
Jane? We're dating ourselves, gentlemen.
That's Hillary and Bill.
Fast and Furious. Quick, let's do some of the modern movies.
That's Hillary.
Oh, yeah,
and
where cars drive downhill for 30 minutes, right, running over boulders that don't blow a tire.
Boom. Oh, no.
It's worse than a cartoon. At least you know with, like, Looney Tunes, when the rock falls on the coyote and doesn't kill him, that it's not real.
Well, let me introduce something. Mickey Mouse. Let me tell you why I'm introducing Mickey Mouse. Because Mickey Mouse is the reason why you have these draconian copyright laws in America today.
Yes, sir.
Every time Mickey Mouse is ready to enter the public domain, they pass the Copyright Extension Act. And due to Walt Disney's corporate influence, Sonny Bono famously did one the last time. So copyright lasts for now for a lifetime plus, I think, 75 years. So you have, in a sense, perpetual copyright, which means that ideas are owned by the corporations. And this is where they attack. They'll attack new media. This is where they'll attack.
Well, that's what Drudge thought they would do.
You'll say on your show a phrase that they will claim is protected by copyright law, and then that's how they will
attack. Like Pope Francis is a turd burglar.
Possibly. Disney might suggest that they... Well, the McDonald's Corporation could say they own Hamburglar, and you're violating... the hamburger name by saying turd burglar, and therefore they have to issue a DMCA, Digital Millennium Copyright Action,
safe harbor.
They'll take it down. But that's exactly right. So even you get close enough to the name, they'll say that's a copyright violation.
And they're expanding that under TPP.
Which
doesn't all exist. It's fake news.
Yep.
Or no, Hillary said she's against it, even though she gave speeches saying she helped write it.
TPP expands the copyright cartel.
I want to take some phone calls. It's amazing. Cartel. We have Max Kaiser at MaxKaiser.com. Let's who should we go to? James, Steve, Brian, David, Hector, and a lot of folks here. Let's go to Hawaii first. And so let's talk to Steven. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, I'm a huge fan. I even have your Bohemian Grove video from back in the 80s. I've been following you for years. I want to say that I appreciate what you do, and I ask you guys to keep it up. I got three things I want to mention for you real quick. About the mainstream media, it's not just the news that's being fake and pushing messages right now. What people aren't paying attention to is it's also the regular television shows. For instance, just yesterday, Supernatural, a television show where, you know, there's a couple of guys go around, they're fighting evil, fighting demons, things like that. They have to exorcise Lucifer out of the president of the United States. Does that sound like anything to me?
Well, I mean, listen, half the time I stop on some new cartoon, it's guys in tricorder hats trying to blow up the chemical plant and poison the public, and then Green Lantern has to beat them. Exactly. I would say 20% of the propaganda is now in news, mainstream news. But yes, Adam and Max, what about the propaganda placement? They call it behavior placement or product placement, is all over the place. And look, I'm not against any gay people. I don't even care. The point is, it's just everywhere. Gay, 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 gay. We know it's a push message. Or it's anti-family. Or it's anti-gun. Or it's anti-America. Or the terrorist is, you know, bad because he believes that there's a world government. I mean, it's just crazy, the message. I think the public's rejecting it. But what's your comments on that?
Well, we actually talked about this in a way the other day. And if you look at what Norman Lear did, And he still has a big influence, you know, I think it's the Lear Foundation or something. And they write storylines for Hollywood. And they're very open about it. You know, they put storylines in the Modern Family, and it can be about global warming or other social issues. But really, back in the days, we had Archie Bunker. And Archie Bunker became this was a grouchy guy who hated the government. And traditionally, those guys were Democrats. But Norman Lear made Archie Bunker a Republican. And for years, that became the face of what Republicans look like on television. And I think that's kind of where the switch went from, you know, the Republican Party who freed the slaves. You know, they were kind of on the good side of things. And then Archie Bunker became the face of the a-hole Republican. I think that really set a
and you're right. In the 60s, there's all these hundreds of letters. Most of them are online from LBJ. He wrote a lot of them. From the cattleman's suite down at the Driscoll, you know, his mistress there didn't really live with his wife out at the ranch, Lady Bird, but little factoid. And he was writing letters saying, the Republicans passed the Civil Rights Act. We got to do something about this damn Eisenhower, all this other stuff. You know, we're got to get the N-words on welfare to control them. They'll be voting Democrat for 100 years. I got a plan. And then here comes Archie Bunker a decade later to get people to flip. To think, no, the old racist curmudgeons, they're not Democrats, they're Republicans. Yes, and as you said, they've accredited with one show more than anything, with 30 million viewers, 40 million viewers every episode. They convinced everybody of a total upside-down world.
Yeah.
So why is it not working now when they say anybody that wants to own a gun is a racist or anybody that is against Obamacare is a racist?
Well, I think to a degree it is working. I mean, it's definitely... I think that... Yeah, I can only say I think people do believe that, but there's a segment of the population that is more switched on, and that is because of alternative forms.
You know who was following leading up to this Trump election very closely on Twitter, which was fascinating, was Scott Adams, creator of Dilbert. But he started writing and tweeting about persuasion and persuasion technologies. And persuasion technology comes out of something called neuro-linguistic programming, and also comes out of the casino industry, which is very good at persuading people to part with their money using technology, using very advanced psychometrics like filling casinos with certain scents that get people to, comfortable to losing their money. Or they program machines and slot machines to win at the exact moment when somebody's about to give up and walk away from the slot machine. And remember, Trump is in the casino business. He comes out of the casino business, and he would be very familiar with that technology and how that works. And that whole idea of persuasion technology, getting people to... You know, you talk about fake news. This would be fake empathy. You need to create fake empathy.
Sure, it's Pavlovian. In fact, speak of the devil. This just broke at Infowars.com. Merkel Phelan, this should go all over the web, folks. This is huge. I heard this the other day, and I meant to cover it, but I just forgot I was so busy. But now they've had to retract. Fake news. Newsweek retracts claim Trump supporters booed John Glenn. I believe I was in total error that Trump supporters booed Glenn. So now they first put it out to hurt him. Knowing everybody's sad about John Glenn, the first American into space, and you know all the rest of it dying at 94 or whatever yesterday. Godspeed, John Glenn. And then later they admit, okay, they didn't really do it. In fact, they were like, oh, John, oh, he died, not boo. Oh, is we're sad, not boo. But this shows how desperate they are.
You know, when Bruce Springsteen comes appears anywhere, people in the audience still need to be explained that people are saying Bruce and not boo. This is so typical.
Well, it's an old tactic to just put out this false information. That is fake news by saying that they.
Yeah, and they're the masters of it. I mean, take the head of the Mr. Sun, the head of the SoftBank, one of the biggest Japanese banks, trillions, as you know. He comes and says, I like your new plan, $50 billion invested in high tech next year. He walks up the elevator, gives Trump credit. And then even the Wall Street Journal, he thinks more friendly, says Trump kept claiming credit. Just everything is twisted. It's not that I'm even that. It's like it makes you like Trump because they're lying about him so much. Even if there's stuff Trump does, I don't like.
Well, the thing that is just obviously happening is exactly the same type of attitude that a lot of people harbored towards President Obama is now being harbored and expressed by the very same people who thought that was disgusting.
Yes.
And we have a phrase in the Netherlands, which is "Ik ben jezelf met de kop door de helft," which means you are what you accuse someone else of.
I thought that meant, why are you putting mayonnaise on my French fries?
Well, that was a problem, too.
Let's talk to James in Arizona. You're on the air with quite a trio, I've got to say. You're truly Alex Jones, Max Kaiser, and, of course, We have the former top MTV star and so many other things you've done since then. You got your own powerful, successful radio show right now. Adam Curry joining us here in studio. Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I've been watching you for a while. Found out about you during your rant with Pierce Morgan on gun control. Love that.
That was a big moment for us. We got millions of new listeners off that.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely tell.
And it wasn't because he had a big audience. He got picked up and was so big.
It was a great appearance.
It chased Pierce out of the country.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I apologize, caller. Go ahead, James.
No, it's all right. As a millennial, I've actually been taking a look at this all fake news paradigm. And I think the propaganda may have actually worked a little too well regarding Hillary Clinton, because they were trying to, as liberals would do when I was in high school, is that they would try to propagate communism and socialism. And since they did that to such a degree, you have the complete and total socialists, then you have the people who are the counterculture, the free market, and you only have those two paradigms now. So,
oh, I agree. Like, it's become very avant-garde and cutting edge to buck the system, because it's so clear the entire power structure, Republican leadership, Democratic leadership, the Pope, the communist Chinese, the Saudis, everyone's saying we can't make America great again. What do you guys make of that?
I lived in a lot of countries, and this is the best one. And I won't give up on the idea that we can make it work.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's easy to bash Americans when you've been to other countries.
I lived in the Netherlands. I lived in Belgium. I lived in the UK. The UK, by the way, I enjoyed my time there. But you want some racists? It's the most racist people I've ever met in the UK. And they do it with a smile.
That's true.
With a smile. Absolutely. With a smile.
Understand.
We get a lot of grief in the United States, when, especially around the world. You guys invented slavery and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, okay, well, maybe you should take a look at your own country.
Well, that's the thing. You go to third world countries and places, it's the upper crust people who hate everybody beneath them even more. They're the same color as them. They're like, yeah, don't you hate these people? And they're like, no.
Winter has just begun. And are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good evening, people. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm coming at you from FetalRecords.com. Now, we've got a great Christmas album coming at you. I'm not the only one on it. Many artists give you different bouquets of styles and feels of the Christmas spirit. Now, again, FetalRecords.com. Charlie Sayles. And have a Merry Christmas.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Our guest. We have Max Kaiser here, a couple trailblazers with us. We'll back to your phone calls. We're in about 15 minutes to the next hour. We have a Millie Weaver special report. It's very informative. And then Leanne McAdoo and others are going to be coming in here and taking over the last 45 minutes of the fourth hour of broadcast, where we like to bring in our other hosts and people. It's always interesting and informative. Before I go any further, I want to thank the sponsors that have made this broadcast possible. You can find those up on Infowars.com. Also, we've got 25% off on DNA Force that's running right now, and we've got a lot of other specials on the site. And look, I don't want to sit here and belabor this. These are really great things that everybody needs, that everybody can use, and I just want to thank you all for your support. Quite frankly, we'll put up stuff that I don't think's that important, and it'll get millions of views, you know, 5,000 comments, but then, oh, look, Reddit's banning us. And it's kind of like, yeah, who cares? Or, oh, look, Facebook's blocking us. Oh, look, the EU named us and said shut us down. Oh, Hillary gave a speech yesterday and said Congress needs to pass laws. It's already passed the House to literally do stuff 50 times worse than McCarthy. I mean, I cannot. It's the best of times, worst of times. And sure, it's fun to get attacked by all these people. They're so discredited that it just mainly turns people on to you. But they're still the unstable people I'm running into that literally see me and go to the other side of the street now and look at me like I am a murdering demon because of all the weird stuff they edit together. And, you know, the things they do, like NPR videos goes like, Jones says Hillary chops up children herself and murders them. Washington Post. Go to the article. Jones says Hillary's responsible for killing children by funding rebels in Syria that actually rape and murder and chop up children. I mean, it's a new level of deception. It's very, very serious. And so let me ask you this question before we go back to calls. And these are kind of some short segments here towards the end of the start of the hour, so I apologize for that. Is it the danger that we get so used to knowing we're right about a lot of these things that we laugh at the enemy but don't realize they're still in central control and then they just move forward and start a new war or cause an economic collapse or whatever the case may be?
Well, I would say I have high hopes for our new president, so maybe some of that will go away. But, Alex, you're no different than Russia and Putin. You are just another enemy. An enemy is needed. And it's you. I'm really happy it's you because I know you're a good guy. I'm not worried about it. But they need an enemy. And I think that's what's taking place here. And that's all they got. So they go for the biggest guy. And we'll use you over and over again. But I think you're right. When you did the Piers Morgan show, you got a lot of extra listeners and people glom on. And
We had like 10 million terrestrial listeners a week, maybe 1.5 million visitors to the site. It was a good show. It was like 3-4 times that by the time the election hit, and now it's double at least what it was before the election. It's scary. I think that's why they're attacking. It's because they say we can practice on this guy and target and figure out what works on him, then we'll work on everybody else. I think that's what's happening.
That's possible.
I think it's just targeting.
But they would be foolish to take you down. Then what? Max Kaiser? He's no opponent.
Well,
let's stop saying I'm big. Max has probably a bigger show than I do.
Yeah, no doubt. Does the New York Times ever contact me to comment about...
No, that's because you clearly cross over liberal and conservative and clearly are right on so many... You're an authentic liberal. You're an authentic liberal, so they're scared to take you on. They're in the ignore you phase.
Well, I mean, I have a big show on RT. It have been 1,000 episodes, and it's seen all over the world. Not a single media outlet in America has contacted me to comment on this influence, so-called, of RT.
Yeah, the Russians run everything. Let's not call the big America.
Yeah. I mean, if you're really curious about what's going on there, call me. But they never have. It shows that they've never done any research. They just got the piece of paper from up top that said criticize Russia and Putin and don't do any other investigation into it.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't tell people then that Putin told you to say hi to me.
Well, I...
Let's not give any cannon fodder.
Maybe I was just trying to, you know...
I'm sure it's all lies. Back in 70 seconds of your phone calls, I promise. I hate the fact that most of the answers are in the start of the hour, but that's just how radio works.
This is Communications Radio Network.